We're now entering the segment of the Haggadah.
Is that really you? Is that really him?
One short form per second, that's a friend of him.
That would have been incredible.
So, yeah. The best Seder night ever.
We're entering the segment of the Haggadah where we've discussed the past, we've discussed the redemption, and now we're discussing the present and the future. The idea that we hope for the time where Hashem will again reveal His hand. And so we begin the last section of the Haggadah now. Hashem, pour out your anger over the nations that refuse to recognize you or connect to you. These kingdoms that will not call out in your name. For they busy themselves with consuming. They've consumed Yaakov. And they've destroyed Yaakov's home. May your anger be poured over them and reach them. May your anger pursue them until you finally destroy them, for they are in constant pursuit of us, trying to destroy us. So if we've been discussing in the beginning of the Seder the constant perils we have to face ever since Yaakov was chosen, now that we shift in the Seder and we start speaking about the Shana Babi Yerushalayim, the expectation we have of Hashem revealing Himself again, so part of that is also the recognition that Hashem will not let our enemies continue getting away with it. Binny keeps asking, the Holocaust did not end with such a fantastic boom like Egypt ended. On the contrary, 6 million died and then some more died. So that's true. That's been our history. The Crusades didn't end with this big boom. Here I am, Hashem says, now I'll take care of you. No. Jews died, and then more Jews died. Khmelnytsky's pogroms did not end with a fantastic boom. On the contrary, whole communities in Worms throughout Europe, in Rashi's town, in Tosus's town, Rabbeinu Tam's towns, one after another they were destroyed, and you don't have this wonderful redemption like in Egypt. We end the Seder with a hope. We say, Ribon Shalom, we know that the past is a reflection of what's yet to come in the future. And now we turn to you and say, please, we want you to reveal yourself as soon as possible. And now we continue. We pour the fourth cup of the Seder, which will be the cup which we honor the final songs of the Seder. The Seder is now composed of basically two components. One is the final part of the official Seder, Hallel. We conclude the praises of the Seder. And then Nirtza. Nirtza is the accompaniment songs. They're not as obligatory as the rest of the Seder, but they're very important. They are songs that we have on tradition for hundreds and hundreds of years. So the Hallel, the last component we're going to sing now, leads us into the final blessing, the final cup of Bari Pri HaGafen, the final fourth cup. And then after we finish that, we sing the Shana Ba Birushalayim, and we sing like Zmiros, Nirtza, the final component of the Seder, which is songs that are like Zmiros of Shabbos, but they're very important songs. They're like Midrashim. Yes.
What is the point, the focus here, Shvocha Matecha Al Goyim?
Which